it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Illegal immigration has completely stopped, and would you look at that, so has all of the money going to the Democrat Party. Democrat congressmen and women are very upset right now, incredibly mad. They're upset because their potential future voters are not being let into the country anymore, and of course I'm talking about the illegal immigrants. Listen to this congresswoman. This is from New York City. She literally says openly in a Zoom meeting that she needs more illegal immigrants in order to win her re-election. Take a look.
We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants. And when I hear colleagues talk about, the doors of the inn being closed, no room in the inn, I'm saying, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes. And those members could clearly fit here.
Wow, that is such a shocking and direct admission from her. And I want to ignore that for just a moment, that bombshell that she just said about wanting illegal immigrants more in the country so she can win her re-election. And I want to point out the biblical analogy that she made. She says that we, the MAGA Republicans, are evil, or the evil people saying there's no more room in the inn. A reference, of course, to the birth of Jesus Christ. A story that could not be further from what Democrats want with our immigration system. Let's just break it down for a second. Everyone knows the story. You've got Joseph and Mary. They're in a city, by the way, in their country where they are citizens. They didn't go to another random country illegally. And they went to a series of inns and offered money contractually. It was an agreement. They didn't just walk in to go in, but they were all full. They were completely full. There was nothing they could do. Then they found another one. It was less private. Maybe it was a hostel, what we'd consider a hostel today. Or maybe it was with a relative. We don't really know. But in any case, it wasn't illegal. They didn't just barge in and then have Mary give birth in a random stable. And that's what this girl is talking about, obviously. So how does it have anything to do with immigration? It doesn't. All she's trying to do is basically take over the Bible. She's telling me that the Bible is just an analogy for destroying the sovereignty of nations. That's what she wants you to believe. I see zero evidence of that, and I'm just so sick and tired of leftists using the Bible out of context to then cudgel Christians who actually do believe in the Bible, but the person who said it does not even believe in the Bible in the first place or have ever read it. That girl has probably never read the Bible in her life. In any case, guys, she's very upset because she needs migrants for redistricting. Obviously, we've talked about this on the show before. What does that mean when she talks about redistricting? She means that the illegal immigrants, even though they can't technically vote right now, they get counted in the census. And the census then determines how many electoral votes in congresspeople a state gets. So there's actually a lot of political power behind that. And that's what you're seeing in New York and California when it takes into account the gerrymandering that they're doing there. What they're doing is essentially moving migrants around, inviting them to certain areas and saying, look, we've got more people here. We need to split it in two. And now we get two Democrat districts instead of one, for example. That's why she wants them. The fact that she says it so openly, though, is crazy. I mean, it is openly crazy. She is saying, destroy the sovereignty of our nation, and I want to do that for my political gain. That's exactly what she said. I mean, she didn't mince words. She was very honest. And it's crazy to me that someone would see that and still vote for her. In any case, as for how successful Trump has been at stopping her and her constituents, her future constituents, from entering our country, the numbers are actually staggering. Here's what they are since Trump has entered office. These surprise even me, and I've been following this very closely. In January of 2025, we had 61,000 southern border apprehensions, and 30,000 of those were in the port of entry. So 30,000 of them were just crossing a river in a random place. And that was, of course, before Trump took office. Then you have February, and it goes down to 8,300 apprehensions, then 7,000 in March, then 29,000 in April, then 8,000 in May, and then 6,000 in June. Again, those are just apprehensions. Those aren't people being let into the actual country. If you look at the people actually going into the country, what you see is that in January, it ended up being pretty small. Almost like they don't even have an exact number on it. It was that small. And then you have February and March, zero. April, they allowed five people to temporarily come into the United States. May, there were zero. In June, there were zero. So again, take the deportations out for a second, because that's obviously been in the news. No new people are coming into our country right now illegally. And that's huge, especially when you look at the numbers from Biden when 11 million people came in under Joe Biden. And in the last 6 months since Donald Trump has entered office, you're looking at 5 people who have come into the country. That is shocking. At the same time of that massive victory from Trump, this is what's happening with the fundraising in the parties. And this is equally as fascinating. I think they're tied together personally. This is according to Fox News. They said, the Republican National Committee raised a grand total of $16.2 million in the month of June, far outstripping the Democratic National Committee's $8.6 million during the same period. The RNC currently has a war chest totaling $80 million, while the DNC has $15 million on hand, according to The Hill. So, what has changed? Because the DNC used to be the powerhouse of fundraising. I mean, those are massive disparities. $80 million versus $15 million. It used to be the other way around. It used to be $15 million RNC, $80 million DNC. It's completely changed. And I think what has changed really is the two big changes are illegal immigrants have stopped coming into our country and USAID has been gutted. In other words, there is no way for Democrats to siphon money to themselves anymore. And that's what was happening, just plain and simple. I think that's a massive win for the American people. Take the partisanship out of it for a second. If there's, I know there are Democrats that watch the show. Comment down below. How is this a Republican issue? Really? This doesn't just help people on the right or independents. It helps everybody. It helps, you know, legal immigrants. It helps all kinds of, it doesn't matter. It helps everybody in America. And I just don't see how this is partisan at all. I think it's a huge win for America. And it's all thanks to Donald Trump, to Tom Homan, and Marco Rubio. If you're trying to scale your business, listen up, guys. Sales and marketing specialists are both essential for growing your business, but it can be incredibly expensive and the quality of the talent can be lacking sometimes. And that is why I've partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, and sales assistants working in the same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. The average company is saving more than $20,000 a year in labor costs thanks to Leverage Assistant. They're not a recruiter or a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that they are the right cultural and operational fit for your business. And so there's no risk to you at all. They are offering 1 month completely free to you so that they can see how great the talent is, how you can see just how amazing it can transform your business. And again, get those labor costs way down to see what it's all about and to get that 1 month free. Head to the link in the description below. Jubilee, the massive debate YouTube channel, recently posted a video that has gone completely viral. It's entitled One Progressive with Mehdi Hasan versus 20 far-right conservatives, and it's a total crap show if you watch it. It's crazy. Conservatives are saying things that are not at all conservative. The most viral part, though, of all the craziness came courtesy of a young man. His name is Pinesap online, apparently. I don't want to say his real name because I don't really want people, you know, going and checking him out because it's ridiculous, but I'll let the video of him speak for itself. Take a look.
How would Connor's America look? What would it look like?
Well, quite frankly, I think we would deport people who shouldn't be here.
I didn't ask about deporting. What does the government look like?
What does the government look like?
Yeah.
I would say, quite frankly, it's under a sort of benevolent leader such as Franco.
Where does
Franco.
He come from?
It could be a kind of aristocratic class, could be someone
who picks the autocrat?
Frankly, the people. I mean, we could hold a vote on it. Kings were
isn't that democracy?
Well, sure. You can have a vote to get to that stage.
And then no more votes afterwards.
Absolutely.
So it actually gets crazier, and before I show that part, I have to break down and talk about Pinesap for what he is. He is not a conservative, and we got to expose this. I'm sick and tired of people like him trying to hijack the conservative movement. He is a fascist, and what you'll see later in the video is he fully says that himself, so that's not me putting words in his mouth. And I'm sorry, fascists are not the same as traditional free market conservatives. They're not. He's not a conservative in any traditional sense. A conservative at the end of the day is one who believes that every single person has God-given rights, not state-given rights. That's what liberals believe. They believe the state gives the rights to the people. What conservatives believe is that we have rights. They're unalienable. You can't take them away. God has given them. God can take them away, but only he can take them away. And we form government to protect them. That's all it is. They believe the people have the right to establish a constitution. The government protects those rights. The only benevolent leader, like he says, that we believe in is Jesus Christ. Full stop. There's no such thing as a benevolent leader, like the guy says, according to conservatives. There's just not. It's the people and then the government that serves the people. That is conservatism. All right, so that's that part. Now I want to show you where it gets really crazy. Take a look.
Wow. 100%.
Wow. And if that autocrat kills you and your family, you're fine with that?
Well, I'm not going to be a part of the group that he kills, because that's the whole thing.
How do you know?
Carl Schmitt
autocrats tend to kill everyone.
Carl Schmitt makes this point very well in his work. It's the friend-enemy distinction, right?
You liberals, Carl Schmitt, the Nazi theoretician.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care.
Are you a fan of the Nazis?
I frankly don't care being called a Nazi at all.
I didn't say that. I didn't actually say that. I said, are you a fan of the Nazis?
Well, they persecuted the church a little bit. I'm not a fan of that. But
what about the persecution of the Jews?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't support anyone's human dignity being assaulted. I'm a Catholic.
But you don't condemn Nazi persecution of the Jews?
I think that there was a little bit of persecution and stuff like that, which is bad.
We may have to rename the show because you're a little bit more than a far-right Republican.
Hey, what can I say?
I think you can say I'm a fascist.
Yeah, I am. Absolutely.
I'm just checking who's clapping just to get my set of where everyone
because
is on this.
It's disgusting. I mean, I think that's disgusting. This man cannot call himself a Catholic. I don't think he knows anything about Christ or living a Christ-like life at all. I think the day that a huge group of Republicans gets in a room like this and clap admitting that they are fascist is the day that the Republican Party is over completely. This kind of behavior should be completely eradicated from the Republican Party. It has no place in it. These people should not be allowed one iota of leadership in the Republican Party, or it will fail. After this video came out, Pintsapp actually lost his job. His employer fired him. And I'm laughing because there's kind of two sides to this. There's the macro side and kind of the micro side. The macro side is I don't really like that people get canceled. You know, cancel culture, I don't really like it. I don't think that people should just get fired because of what they believe in. That doesn't make sense to me. But then there's the micro side. And the micro side tells me, why would an employer want an employee like that? I mean, he just seems like a garbage person. And company culture and company values are actually important. Like, if you started a company, I think you should be able to have a say in the kind of people that work for you. And when you find out that someone's kind of a garbage person, you don't really want them working for you anymore. And again, if a fascist doesn't fit into that culture like Pintsapp, then take him out completely. I see both sides of it. I can't say I feel too bad for him. He's raised $20,000 on GoFundMe, a GoFundMe-like site, to help him make through this very tough time in his life that he caused for himself. And I think that that is actually a good sign that this guy is not conservative, because conservatives don't wallow in their self-shame when they lose their jobs and start a GoFundMe. They don't. I'm sorry. That is not a manly or conservative kind of thing to do. They get to work. A true conservative gets to work and they provide value. And what this guy did is he whined and complained and asked for your donation so that he can continue to be a whiny bum. That's what he's doing. Don't give your money to these people. That's my plea. Like, there's so many people doing the GoFundMe thing right now on the left and the right. Don't. They're garbage people. I hope he gets a job and actually becomes a productive member of society so he'll get off this weird power trip of being friends with the benevolent fascist dictator that he wants so badly. I am excited to announce that the Josh Carr Show will now be on We The Free. We The Free is a conservative streaming platform that allows shows like mine to say what I want without big tech coming in and censoring me, which happens a lot more than you would think. They've got fantastic shows right now ranging from politics like mine to tons of Second Amendment content as well that are incredibly fascinating, even if you're just someone like me just getting into it, or if you're a seasoned veteran. Head to the link in the description below to support conservative media as we take back American culture and fight the legacy media. Thank you so much for watching this video, everyone. Please like the video so that other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.